100 Strokes of the Brush Before Bed. Written by Melissa P. and read by Melissa Parente. Sixth of July 2000, 3:25 p.m. Diary. I'm writing in my shadowy room plastered with Gustav Klimt prints and posters of Marlene Dietrich. As she levels her languid, haughty gaze at me, I scribble across a white page that reflects the sunlight, seeping through the chinks in the blinds. It's hot. A dry, torrid heat. I hear the sound of the TV in the next room, and my sister's tiny voice reaches me as she harmonises with the theme song of some cartoon. Outside, a cricket screeches like there's no tomorrow. But inside, a soft peacefulness has descended on the house. Everything seems safely enclosed in a bell jar of the most delicate glass, and the heat weighs down every movement. But inside me, there's no peace. It's as if a mouse were gnawing away at my soul so gently that it even seems sweet. I'm not ill. But I'm not quite well. What's worrying is that I'm not. Still, I know how to find myself. All I need to do is lift my eyes and fix them on the reflection in the mirror, and a soft, peaceful happiness will possess me. I admire myself before the mirror, and I'm transported by the figure gradually emerging there, by the muscles that have assumed a firmer, more defined shape, by the breasts that are now noticeable beneath pullovers and bob gently at every step. Ever since I was little, my mother has innocently wandered around the house nude, so I've grown accustomed to observing the female body, and a woman's figure is no mystery to me. Still, an impenetrable forest of hair hides the secret and conceals it from sight.